GM of the Ottawa Redblacks, Marcel Desjardins, joins us. Marcel, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Jason. I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm really well. It's it was quite the year for your team last year, and now expectations are higher from inside and outside, which is always a good thing. And you raised the competitive bar for sure in the offseason move. Maybe one of the biggest move in the offseason league when you were signed Trevor Harris, and him and Henry Burris will battle it out. It's a unique situation, Marcel, to have two guys who most consider both to be starters when there's only one starting job.
Yeah, and that starting job is Henry Burris's. So there's not a competition as to who the starter is going to be in our environment here. It's a function of Trevor signing here, knowing full well that if he was going to come here, it was going to be in a support role to Henry and to the offense, with the plan being that he would be the starter a year from now. So this is Henry's team. He deserves that based on not only his career, but obviously his outstanding year in 2015. And so far, so good.
Now, Marcel, with that in mind, you just re-upped Henry Burris. When you re-upped him with the contract extension, was it with the possibility he knows he wouldn't be the starter the following year? Was that part of the negotiation?
Absolutely. That was all part of the initial discussion. We talked to Henry before we even signed Trevor to explain to him what we were trying to accomplish in terms of the long-term vision that we wanted to have, with the possibility that we would have the Grey Cup year here in 2017, we needed to ensure that we had a bona fide number one quarterback. And at the time, Henry didn't know if he was going to want to play in 2017. We wouldn't know how Henry would get through this current season. So all of those discussions took place before anything was done with Trevor. And then again, as part of that same discussion, we talked about 2017.
Okay.
For Henry.
And that is such a unique situation. Obviously, you have to have both professional guys who obviously want to win and want to compete for a job when they know kind of, it's mapped out. But of course, as you know, Marcel, you map out and you have a plan that could change in week 4 or 5.
There's no doubt, and that's why it's great to have that, for lack of a better term, insurance policy for this year in Trevor. But again, the plan as of right now is for Henry to be the guy, and Henry took some pretty big hits last year too, that many a quarterback may not have continued to play, but he continued, and that's a credit to him in terms of his physical fitness and his durability. But at the same time, we need to be ready for any eventuality, really.
Marcel, the quarterback position, definitely, I'm not sure there's a team that has better depth at the 1-2 position in the league. On your team right now, heading into training camp, you look at battles, and I know there's competition everywhere, but is there one or two positions on your team that you're intrigued to watch in training camp to see who emerges as a starter?
Well, I guess the easiest way to answer that is just, look at who we lost in the offseason. So we start with our right tackle, Colin Kelly, who signed with the San Francisco 49ers. So we have a couple of options there, both American and Canadian. In our secondary, we did not re-sign Javon Johnson or Brandon Thompson. Now we have two DBs who played with us last year, one more than the other, in Forrest Hightower and Brandon Sermon. So they are, I guess, at the top of the position chart as we speak. We'll see how that plays out during training camp. And then on the defensive line, we let Justin Capicotti go and signed Arnaud Gascon-Adel. So there may be a replacement there. But the other part of the bigger picture of all this is for us to determine where we feel our overall roster is best positioned with respect to where we're going to play our 7 starting Canadians. So, could be a right tackle, could be defensive end, could be wide receiver. So we'd have 2 Canadian receivers starting. So that's all to be determined as we move forward here.
Now, Marcel, having such a fantastic second season as an expansion team, it does, everybody kind of has a chart on where they want things to go. And then when you have such a big spike, that does it change your focus, or does the path remain the same where you suddenly feel like, hey, what we did last year, maybe now we've got to change our focus and our mindset of where we are as an organization?
No, the path remains the same. I mean, last year, even at the beginning of the year, we stated that our expectation, our what we wanted to accomplish was to get into the playoffs. Now, would we have, at that time said that we were going to finish first? No, but we were able to win some games down the stretch, and that's how it worked out for us. the statement would be the same this year. Let's get into the playoffs. Look, if we can get first, great. If not, you know, we'll go second or third. But the point is to get in, to have a shot to get to the Grey Cup. So the expectation internally remains the same. Maybe, you know, people say there's pressure. Maybe there's more people that are paying attention to us now and may see us as being a team that they anticipate seeing in the Grey Cup game again, which obviously we hope is the same thing. But at the same time, you know, Rick's been very good. Rick Campbell, our head coach, has been very good at focusing everybody on the day-to-day, the week-to-week, and other things. Well, the big picture will take care of itself if we take care of the small steps along the way. So that's kind of our approach. And yes, the playoffs is where we're shooting, and yeah, getting to the Grey Cup for sure. But, you know, as much as you think that way, we really do focus in day by day, week by week.
Marcel Desjardins, general manager of the Ottawa Redblacks, joins us. It's interesting. In the West, the team that had the least amount of points is the only team with the same head coach. It's been a crazy offseason. Four new head coaches in the West. You guys have a brand new offensive coordinator in Jamie Elizondo, of course, because Jason Moss is now here as the head coach. And your offense was spectacular last season. Henry Burris, 4 1,000-yard receivers. Even though you have a different OC, are you expecting a very similar style of your offense this year?
Yeah, the system is going to be the same. Some of the terminology may change a little bit, but I guess the advantage we have at this point is that, you know, when Jason came in last year and we had a whole new crew of receivers, everybody was at training camp starting from square one. Now, pretty much our entire offense remains the same. Again, the system is the same. The players are more or less the same. So we are much further ahead at this point today than we were at this point last year. So from that standpoint, I anticipate, you know, us being able to continue to raise the bar, for lack of a better term, with what we do offensively.
How much of a change do you find? You've been around the league a long time. Losing an offensive coordinator, when you maintain the same head coach, you maintain a lot of your same players, is it that much of a change in your eyes?
Well, there's some adjustments for everybody, there's no doubt. I mean, it's a bit of a feeling out process. Let's get to know each other. Let's get to know how different we may operate in terms of styles. But other than that, I mean, it's a lot of the things are the same. So I know our group is already very much engaged with what we're doing. They see little things that are very positive that are different, and let's just hope it continues down that path.
Your defense was, I thought outstanding early down the stretch and, you know, kept Edmonton an offense that had been rolling in check all the way through that Grey Cup game. Well, you talked about your offense and where you're going to play your seven starters really between offense and defense. Where do you feel right now, at least on paper, if everything's the same, everybody's healthy when the season starts, what is the strength of your defense in Ottawa?
Well, I mean, I would say what we're able to do, I mean, first, I guess the biggest question mark right now for us is Aston Whiteside. So if he is as healthy as, you know, he is on paper, so to speak, coming off an ACL injury, then, you know, being able to get to the quarterback is something we'll continue to be able to do. Moten Hopkins played most of the year last year for us. Zach Evans played a lot for us last year. Arnaud Gascon-Adon could potentially be the other end. And then our linebackers are the same, and again, most of our secondary is the same. So I just feel that we have players that are going to be able to elevate their game, you know, with one more year under their belt. And, you know, being led by Mark Nelson, our defensive coordinator, who does a great job, and Coach Campbell, who's very involved in the defense as well, I just think that we'll continue to do the things that have brought us the success with a lot of the same key people doing the same job.
Interesting you mentioned, you know, a player like Whiteside, because if you can get to the quarterback now, it makes a world of difference. And you said healthy on paper. So you admit he's even a GM. A guy comes back. You don't really truly know until you see him take a lot of reps and get into some games, right?
That's exactly right. And he's never been through anything like this either. So for him, it's a little different. So we're just going to take it slowly and make sure we don't rush anything. And hopefully by the time the regular season starts, he's going to be good to go.
How often is a GM then, Marcel, are you in contact with your training staff? Like, is it twice after every morning and then, you know, between sessions? How often are you talking to your training staff during training camp to ensure that not only Whiteside, but all of your guys? Like, is it more of an injury update now than anything else for you in camp?
Well, I mean, it's something that goes on, obviously, within the context of practice. Every time I see somebody get nicked or go down, I mean, the discussion happens pretty quick, and then there's follow-up with, you know, proper evaluations and the paperwork, but it's several times a day at least, yes.
Marcel Desjardins, general manager of the Ottawa Red Blacks, joins us. Talk about the relationship with the fans, because that's something your organization and your ownership group, when they came back in, they said, okay, we do not want to be like the previous regimes. We're going to come in, and the fans fell in love with this team right away, and it makes it a lot easier when you have a winner like you did last year. And right now, because I haven't looked at any numbers, but are you sensing that, you know, like it's the kind of the fever pitch and the loyalty and the passion amongst your fan base is maybe even quicker to get back to this level than you thought it would take coming in now in only year three?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it all starts with the fact that even though year one we struggled with wins, I mean, we were still pretty much sold out every game. So that gave you a sense of what kind of appetite there was for CFL football in the nation's capital. So they stuck with us in that difficult first year. And then luckily we were able to reward them last year. And, you know, I know from what I understand, our season ticket sales are even further ahead than they were last year. You know, and the engagement that our fans have with us on a basically a weekly basis, even in the off season with our players doing the appearances and going to schools and doing all those little things that add up. You know, it's a great rapport, a great relationship that's developed between our fans and our players.
One last one for you. As you head into this season with Trevor Harris behind Henry Burris, Marcel, and everybody knows the pecking order, obviously, how do you ensure that you guys are able to keep Trevor Harris fresh so whether it's this year or, more importantly, next year, you know, he stays on and doesn't lose anything to be a starter? How do you ensure that in practice?
Well, that's up to Jamie Elizondo and the offensive staff. But, I mean, Trevor is such a competitor, and he's such a hard worker that he will do anything and everything that he would do as though he was the starter. So he may not get as many reps, obviously, within the context of a game, but I'm sure there will be games this year in terms of certain situations where hopefully the score dictates that he can go in and get some reps, and I think that'll be part of the equation as well.
Marcel, as always, we appreciate your time. Enjoy training camp and then into the regular season. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Jason. My pleasure.